KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have hazy sunshine. It's currently 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be, well, the fog to be burning off, and we'll have partly cloudy skies today and a high of 85, with winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 89. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The City of Atlantic has received a response from J&M Displays with regard to the city's inquiry as to why the fireworks show on July the 4th was only about 10 to 15 minutes long. In the email, Susan Skolinski with J&M Displays Incorporated in Yarmouth, Iowa, said they will get to the bottom of the matter. Skolinski said, "We are as disappointed as you to hear about the short length and possibly less product. J&M had some issues with faulty firing boards this year, and I have an email into Ted at Council Bluffs to talk with the lead shooter of your show." She said in the email that "we will try to find out as soon as we can if he had equipment problems and if some of your shells did not fire. As soon as I hear back, I will let you know." Regardless, she said, "because it was short in length and the community was disappointed, J&M will be issuing the city a credit for 2022. She stated that that was based on the amount of unfired product plus the amount of other issues. Once a full report is given to their CEO, he will decide the credit amount. Now, last Friday, you may recall, City Clerk Barb Barrick sent J&M Displays an email saying they'd received many complaints that the show was extremely short. In addition, the fire chief had noted that it didn't look like the city received as much product as it had in the past. The email, which is at the prompting of the city council and mayor, requested that J&M look into the matter to ensure there was not a discrepancy between what the city paid, $6,000, and what it was supposed to receive, $6,000 plus 8% for early payment for that fireworks show. A welfare check by law enforcement at a residence in Red Oak Monday mid-morning resulted in a standoff at a fire that caused significant damage to a home. The incident at 4116 Madison Street began around 10:35 a.m. Shelby County Sheriff Neil Gross said law enforcement responded because there was the possibility the individual wanted to harm himself by using an explosive. That information or tip came from a person, the individual inside, he was communicating with.
It started from a third-party caller that was getting some texts as well as some possible videos of an accelerant and a flame source in the residence, and someone wanted to harm themselves.
Law enforcement initially evacuated two or three houses in the area before expanding the perimeter to include the nearby Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton High School, where some employees were working, along with construction workers who were on the roof conducting repairs and upgrades. A sense of urgency came when firefighters saw possible propane tanks inside the residence. At the same time, authorities attempted to negotiate with the individual and defuse the situation.
We arrived on location and attempted to negotiate with the individual inside the residence. And at one point, we did make negotiations with him. After several hours of that, we were determined that he was going to come outside so we could converse in person. At that point, the structure then did light on fire. We saw fire from the west side of the building.
Sheriff Gross said after a fire began, a person inside attempted to get out.
We decided that we would make a approach to the residence with shield and our tactics. Four deputies and officers for Shelby County moved up and did breach the south door of the residence and pull a suspect out of a burning structure.
Once he was pulled out by law enforcement, the individual was checked out by medical staff and transported to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. That person's name was not released. He was reported to be in stable condition, though.
I think we got there just in time to help him get out of the residence. The door was, I believe, screwed or sealed shut from the inside, so it was hard to get in, but also hard for the individual to get out once the fire started.
The person will get a physical and mental evaluation, according to the sheriff, who says that he was glad the situation ended peacefully and safely.
Sometimes patience is your friend, and in this instance, we just took our time and continued to negotiate with the individual. The outcome was to everybody's favor.
The Shelby County Sheriff's Office, Audubon County Sheriff's Office, Cass County Sheriff's Office, Harlan Police, Iowa State Patrol, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Exira, and Brayton, along with Atlantic Fire Departments and Walnut Fire, Harlan Fire, Medevac, and the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency all responded to that call yesterday in Elkhorn. Well, the Adair County Sheriff's Office reports seven people were arrested over the past week or so. On July the 7th, 34-year-old James Robert Lyman of Greenfield was arrested in Greenfield for driving while barred and interference with official acts by resisting arrest, running away on foot from law enforcement. Lyman was being held at the Adair County Jail on a $2,000 bond. On July the 5th, 32-year-old Nicholas Andre Carnett of Marshalltown was arrested on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. Carnett was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail at last report. Two other people were arrested July 5th as well. 23-year-old Wade Hyatt of Lorimore was arrested in Orient for driving while barred. 40-year-old Isidro Cordero of Adair was arrested around 12:30 a.m. on July 5th by the Iowa State Patrol after authorities investigated a drunk person who walked into the wrong home in Adair. The individual took off in a white van before authorities arrived. The trooper saw the van on northbound 7th Street and conducted a traffic stop. Following an investigation, Cordero was arrested for OWI second offense. He was later released on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. On the 4th of July, 20-year-old Tolik Bartz of Peru, Iowa, was arrested by police in Greenfield for interference with official acts, public intoxication while on the Greenfield City Pool property, providing false identification information to law enforcement and possession of alcohol under legal age. That same day, 48-year-old Bruce Jarrett of Des Moines was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol following a traffic stop on I-80 in Adair County. Jarrett was charged with OWI second offense. Also arrested on the 4th on I-80 by the Iowa State Patrol was 43-year-old Rogelio Oliveira Martinez of Creston. He was charged with OWI first offense. And 43-year-old Niles Curtis Mickelson of Orient was cited on the 4th for OWI first offense and released after an Adair County deputy investigated an accident for Union County in Union County. That is a check of our news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.